Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, welcome again. We are so glad that you have been able to join us here at Love in Action. We're excited about tonight. We are every week, but we've got some special things tonight. But before we get into all that, let's open up in prayer. So, Daddy God, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you, Lord. Gosh, Lord, we're so thankful for our salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time, that we would speak what you would have us to speak, and that people would hear what you want them to hear. So we thank you for this time, Lord. We give it to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, guys, we get here together every Sunday evening at the same time for Love in Action. And we, Love in Action, we're a nonprofit organization, and we're dedicated to helping people locally and globally through spiritual, medical, scholastic, financial, and other means, making a dramatic difference in the lives of people. And we see it over and over again. And the primary thing that we do is preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we do that in person, over the internet and airwaves like tonight. We do it in print. We have a custom mobile app. And really just any way that we can. And you know what? Sometimes we don't even use words. We just show the love of Jesus Christ. But all this is according to Mark 16:15. And Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." And so we're doing that. And we also disciple new believers according to Matthew 8:28-20, which says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So we take this mandate, this command from God very, very seriously. And so tonight we have a special guest to talk with us about something called 10 Minutes for God. And our guest is Chaplain Dennis. And Dennis actually happens to be my husband also. God brought us together, not only in marriage, but in ministry. So welcome, Dennis.
Well, hello, sweetheart. Hello. I mean, Chaplain Connie.
Hello there, sir. All righty. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
You know, first of all, I'm so excited and so happy to be here, for us to be here together, because the most important thing to both of us is that we're able to share the Word of God. And it's so important that whatever means it takes, whether it is through this blog radio or through a handout or through a mobile app or a recording, we want to do whatever we can to share the Word. I'm from Southern California, and I came up here to marry my darling and start these ministries. And so we've been very happy, and God is really sharing and putting his hand on us and his ministries to each one of my people. We are both on this very special team, and I hope the ones that are listening to us tonight will be or join on our team. And that team is, we want to be on the team that saves the last soul so Jesus can return.
Amen.
That's what we want to do.
That's exactly right. So, Dennis, this 10 Minutes for God, tell us about that. How did this come about? How did this get birthed?
I was was working and driving a couple hours to make a delivery, and in the process, I couldn't get my cell phone to work, and as I was driving in silence praying, the Lord spoke to me about sharing his word, about being able to take the love and grace of him and share it with as many people as I could.
Amen, amen. And so that's when he began to speak to you about 10 Minutes for God?
10 Minutes for God. He shared with me. I shared it with you, my son. I put it in print so you can share. And so 10 minutes actually is, he specifically said 10 minutes, not 30 minutes, not 5 minutes, but 10 minutes. And the reason is that he wanted to be able to have his word be blessed to people and not full of fluff.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of words, sort of straight to the point, because he wants everybody to know that he loves them,
yes,
that he has grace for them,
yes,
that they're his children, and he wants them to be happy and wants them to be in heaven when that particular time comes.
That's right, and we have discovered over and over and over again, we've been saved for 30 years or more, and every time we read and hear the Word of God, we learn something new. It is just the most amazing living Word. So, Dennis, how does this work? What do you actually do with this 10 minutes for God?
Well, during the week, what happens is in my daily devotions, as I'm reading, the Holy Spirit comes upon me, and when it does, that particular verse that I'm reading is what I share. And so we actually share this with a recovery program called Saved and Sober, out of Rockland.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, these are people that attend this meeting are people that have addictions, whether it's drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize that not everybody reads the Bible. Not everybody fellowships. Some people just go to church. So I wanted to be able to share the Word in a way that would make sense, because we all know that it's life is very, very difficult, and living it
yeah.
without God is it's tough.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's very, very tough. And so being able to read a verse, it comes to me, and then I'm given an interpretation. And what I do is I actually document it. I make a card that I hand out, and I also have a mobile app that it makes it easy for them not only to read it, but they also have the capability to share it with other people.
I love that idea, and I've seen it in action, and it is amazing how... I think people don't know where to begin a lot of times. Okay, I know I'm supposed to read the Bible, but I don't know where to begin. So this is a beautiful way that works for a lot of people. So we'll talk a little bit more about getting an app and so forth later, but would you share with us, Dennis, now the word that God gave you this week and tell us about
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I was reading 1 John 4:18, and when I read it, I thought to myself, this may be a little complicated for some other people that don't read the Bible or new believers.
Mm-hmm.
And let me read the verse so you can understand what I'm talking about. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. To me, that can sound very confusing if I was a first-time listener or first-time reader of the Word.
Right.
And so what I've done is that my interpretation is this as follows, and this is what I'm going to be presenting this coming Monday, that fear has torment and punishment, which is severe physically and mentally in suffering. But I know that God is love.
Yes.
Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that Satan is the one who invites us into fear.
Yeah.
Only he does things, he's pretty sneaky.
Yeah.
What he does is he doesn't call it fear. He calls it worry.
Mm.
He makes you anxious. He makes it so that you're not quite sure about yourself or what you need to do or even how to do it.
Mm.
And that doubt that you have, you know, they say that fear multiplies faster than rabbits.
Ah.
And we believe it. And so having the love of Christ allows us to have more faith, and when there's love and faith, there's less fear. So that if we have love, then God is in us and us in God. This love gives us the chance to have fear or love if we believe in God. So basically, the Lord wanted me to share this coming Monday night that we have a choice,
yeah.
that you can have fear from the devil or you can have love from God. And we choose love, and we want everyone to choose love because we have a choice. And no matter how bad things are, there is a way out of it. And there is a way to calm ourselves, because sometimes even when we don't know what to do, we know that God knows what to do.
That's right.
And we have to look to him. And that's what this verse is about.
Actually, this is a really, really good verse, Dennis, because I know as I talk with people, that there's a lot of people that are challenged with realizing that God really, really does love them. And so they fear him because they're so afraid that God's going to come down on them and come against them and all this stuff, which is just not true. God knows who you are. He made you. He understands all that, and he does not want you to have fear. But God is love. He's got this perfect love for us. And You know, we have love, but it's not perfect love. And so I love that God spoke to you about this verse this week, and your interpretation, I believe, is right on.
And you know what? It's interesting that I always have a saying that you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Right.
And I think what happens is that most God-fearing people, most Christians, feel that they have to do all the work to have somebody believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And I don't